Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon from our outdoor studio, listening to the birds on our walk and talk today. Put on your rubbers, your sneakers, your tennis shoes, whatever you like to call them, your hikers, and let's head for a walk together on this walk and talk. Episode 195. Thank you for joining me today. Our thought is about our calming sunset. I love sunsets. I don't know how you feel about them, but I think they're quite beautiful, especially when you can see the sun in its fullness go down. Past the clouds, over the water, over the trees, through the trees. It is beautiful. It's reds, it's oranges, the glow. Our thought with this particular video of this sunset going over the ocean is tomorrow will be another adventure. Tomorrow will be another adventure. Maybe today was so exciting, you're so beat that watching the sun go down is completely gratifying, satisfying, and making you happy that, wow, what a day. Tomorrow will be another adventure. Or maybe today stunk. Maybe today wasn't at all what you thought it was going to be. You had big plans and they all fell through. You didn't have many plans and other bad things. Let's not call them bad. Things that you didn't expect happened. It wasn't the day you hoped it would be. Tomorrow is another adventure. And it is about the attitude that you put it into in your mind. Because even when the unexpected things happen, there is a sense of adventure that you have to prepare yourself for. The unexpected. Suddenly, you have to think on your feet. You have to be prepared. You have to go forward no matter what happened, whatever circumstances changed your path today. And it's okay. Because tomorrow will be another adventure. Maybe you didn't get to do the things you thought you were going to do today because something impeded your plans. Somebody else's schedule, somebody else's health, somebody else's issues, even a traffic jam stopped you from being able to do what you had hoped to do today. That's okay. There's tomorrow. And if tomorrow doesn't work, there's the day after. Don't rush. Don't feel rushed. Don't feel overwhelmed. It will happen. Don't worry. And if today was exhilarating, and it's the end of a trip, it's the end of an era, it's the end of a project. It's an end of school year. It's the end of something. You can sit back, pat yourself on the back, and feel relieved. Because tomorrow, a new adventure awaits. Something different. And just like those who might not have had the best of days, something else exhilarating could happen. Something unexpected. Take it all as adventure in your mindset, not as something that's holding you back. And if you need to grieve, take the time to grieve. If you need to laugh, let yourself laugh out loud. Whatever emotion you need to feel, let yourself feel it. You don't have to do it in the company of others. You can do it by yourself. If you need to talk to someone to get out that pent feeling, and that pent feeling could be sharing your joy, that pent feeling could be the frustrations you're going through, whatever it is, talk to someone. Talk to someone and allow them to share that moment with you. And enjoy all the things that could happen. And let them happen. Let yourself reflect on your day, knowing whatever it is, I got this. Tomorrow's waiting for me. I'm going to enjoy today to the fullest in whatever way I can. I'm going to hop back on my horse and I'm going to ride into that sunset. And when tomorrow comes and tomorrow ends, I'm going to know I lived my day to the fullest. I didn't sit around and wait for things to happen to me. I went out and I made things happen. I went out and I helped somebody. I went out and I learned something. I went out and did something I've been waiting to do. Whether it's my chill time, my work time, my time for others. I did something today. My day was worth the 24 hours that I just lived. My day, even if it didn't go the way I thought it was going to go, went in a direction, and I held on to it. I held on to those reins, those ropes. I didn't let go. I didn't fall off that horse again, but I rode with it, and I did the best that I could, and that's the way I want you to approach your day and the feeling at the end of the day of satisfaction. Satisfaction that you were here on this earth and you lived today to the fullest, even if it was seemed like it was any other day, sitting behind a desk, sitting behind a steering wheel, doing all the tasks that you need to do for work or for your family or for something else. You live today to the fullest. For business or for pleasure, you did it. And you did it well. You didn't half it. You took pride in yourself. You took pride today. And well, maybe tomorrow I'm going to take that pride. Do it. Make tomorrow even better than today. That adventure is waiting for you. Whatever it is, let it be a little different. Don't be scared of tomorrow. Don't be scared of running forth. Time is a precious commodity. So that's why you want every day to be special, to be full. And remember to take those breaks when you need them. Take that rest, take that me time, take that 10 minutes every day to listen to your walk and talks with Avalon. Take that 1 minute of meditation and slowing down to watch your 1 minute calm videos. Always take me time in the middle of your busy schedule. And during those times is when you can stop and say, how did today work for me? And how did I work for today? Whatever it is, make it the best, because tomorrow will be another adventure. And believe it or not, today was amazing and tomorrow's gonna be even more amazing. My friends, thank you for joining me on this Walk and Talk with Avalon. Until next time.